the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Hi Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast episode 409. And this is also the first episode produced in my hastily thrown together home recording studio in the suburbs of Hamilton, New Zealand. So apologies in advance, the sound quality won't quite be as good as what I put together in the Free FM studios, but we all do our best. Here in New Zealand, we are well into our compulsory lockdown, as I'm sure many of you are, and my thoughts are with you all and your families, and I hope you all get through this pandemic healthy and sane. So last week's episode, we looked at garage acetates. Looking back through my notes, every single track was from the UK or the US, so making up for that, episode 409 is entirely made of garage from Europe. We got it underway with a band out of the Czech Republic called the Matadors. They were on Supraphon Records, a 45 RPM EP from 1968. We've previously had a track off this one called Hate Everything Except of Hatter, where we kicked off the show with the Matadors. A track called Indolence. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, we're looking entirely at European 60s garage, so we're going to carry on with a track from Belgium. A band called Paul and Johnny with the Blue Jets. A Decca release, 1966, 7-inch 45. This is I'm Free, the A-side of this Decca 45.
Stolen. drizzle and rain. I took the trouble of my middle name. I was raised in a cage by an old mama line, and I had a lot, and mama made me walk in the line. You know, 16 ton, and what do you get? What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I said, I hold my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, you'd better step aside. A lot of men did, a lot of men died. I got a one fist of iron, the other one steel. And if the left one don't get you, then the right one will. You load a 16-ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I hold my soul to the company store. You load a 16-ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I hold my soul to the company store.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Three slices of European garage there. Out of Belgium, top of the set, Paul and Johnny with the Blue Beats, I'm Free. Then a band called The Isadores. The only thing I can tell you is that they are from Cyprus. The track, of course, a cover of 16 Tons, a track written by Merle Travis, first recorded 1946. And then thirdly in the set, picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook, Drafi Deutscher and his Magics. Out of Germany, Drafi Deutscher, born Drafi Franz Richard Deutscher, German singer and songwriter. Hits starting in 1965, but 1967 it all went a bit pear-shaped for him. A conviction for public indecency means he dropped out of the public's view, but continued producing music for bands such as Boney M. I'll forgive him for that. So as Drafi Deutscher and his Magics, two releases, a 1964 album and a 1965 album called Drafi, from which we took the track, I Don't Need That Kind of Lovin'. Drafi Deutscher and his Magics.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Well, here's some French beat music by a woman called Adele. Not that Adele. It's a song that appears on a compilation called Swinging Mademoiselles, more groovy French pop from the 60s. The track is called C'est Bon, which was released on a 7-inch 45 RPM EP in France in 1966. However, this is an unreleased alternate take, which is even cooler. Adele with C'est Bon.
Je ne sais pas si j'ai raison de porter des pantalons et des bottines de garçon et mon frère des cheveux longs. Mais c'est bon, c'est bon. Quant à la télévision, pour les jeunes, on laisse une émission. Que nous donne-t-on? Du folklore au son de l'accordéon. C'est pas bon, c'est pas bon. Lorsque vous acclamez les idoles, on paye des sommes folles. Le programme n'est jamais assez long. On finit la soirée au violon. C'est pas bon, c'est pas bon. Quand on fait trop de bruit dans les rues, les poulets nous tombent dessus. Et quand on joue dans les maisons, c'est les voisins qui frappent au plafond. C'est pas bon, c'est pas bon. Oui, dans ce monde où nous vivons, on devrait tout remettre en question. Il faudrait que nous y pensions. Ça ne tourne pas rond. C'est pas bon, c'est pas bon. Non, je ne sais pas si j'ai raison de porter des pantalons et des bottines de garçon et mon frère des cheveux longs. Mais c'est bon, c'est bon.
Des hommes recherchant l'amitié, le diable partit visiter la terre. Il prit le sourire de l'été et s'en fit un habit de lumière.
Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, que leurs yeux étaient fermés. Le diable reprit sa course et fit éclater sa joie aux quatre coins du monde, devenant chant d'oiseaux et murmure de source, symphonie du vent et musique de l'onde. Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, qu'il n'entendrait plus jamais. Obstiné, le diable se transforma en homme, invoquant tout le pouvoir de la séduction. Il étala ses trésors, offrit ce que l'on nomme plaisir, amour, argent, le tout sans restriction. Mais le diable découvrit, stupéfait, que leur sens était figé. Découragé, le diable rejoignit sa maison et sa haine éclata au travers de la terre. Il envoya la mort sur toutes les nations, semant le désarroi, le feu et la misère. Mais le diable pleure encore, car les hommes, bien que vivants, étaient morts. Car les hommes, bien que vivants, étaient morts. Car les hommes.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
That's a set of entirely French freak beat, or garage, getting underway with Adele, Say Bon. Then Patrick Arbriel. The track's called Le Diable. French singer, author and composer. Started out in 1966 mainly doing folk music. Moved to sound more towards rock music. And in 1966 had an album called I Am Hungry, from which that track, The Devil, or Le Diable, was lifted. Patrick Arbriel. Followed by Patrick Samson, born Sulaimi Kouri, he is a Lebanese singer. However, his career was largely in France, later Italy. So he was born in Lebanon, moved in 1961 to France with his family. His father was a manager of nightclubs and discos. His son followed his path. With his brother Sosu, they formed Patrick Samson and Les Phoenicians in 1963, recording some 45s in French. Later had success covering tracks by the Spencer Davis Group and, in 1969, one of my favourite tracks, Patrick Samson, his cover of Gloria. And wrapping the set, some French psychedelic rock from Les Goths. Short-lived French psychedelic band, started in 1968, released their only album, Rêve de Silence. Disbanded in 1969, and this could just be some bad Google Translate here, but apparently they went their separate ways due to bad band compatibility and also military service. So Les Goths, Rêve de Silence, re-released on Shaddix Music. It's an album that has some comparison to Swedish band Baby Grandmothers. Also a lot of sort of blues psychedelia. So if that's your thing, check out the full album. It's on YouTube. Les Goths, Rêve de Silence. So that's four tracks out of France. Next up, I've picked four tracks out of Italy.
But to whom do you feel that these are particularly harmful?
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town, We've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful for them.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Here's something for our Italian fans. We've got things pretty tough just now. Four tracks out of Italy, kicking off with The Crows, or I Corvi, formed in Parma, 1965, mainly to perform cover versions of American and British records. The first record, Un Ragazzo di Strada, or A Street Kid, was a rewriting of I Ain't No Miracle Worker by The Brogues, actually written by Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance, as was The Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, also covered by I Corvi, retitled as Sospesa ad un Filo, or Hanging by a Thread. This is I Corvi.
Sospesa un filo della mia vita insieme a te, perché non merito le cose che mi fai, ma se mi lasci non rispondo più di me, e avrai rimorso quando io non vivrò più.
Baciare una ragazza penso lo farò, distruggimi, può distruggimi, ma ricordo che se tu vuoi vado ancora qui.
mai dire, ma tutto ciò che fai mi fa tanto soffrire. Il mio cuore ormai è già preso dal tuo amore, non provarci più con me a dir quelle parole d'amore, perché non sono sincero, non sono quelle che avrei voluto tu dicessi a me. Quel che fai io da me, forse un giorno capirai, e il male che mi fai
the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
La fine verrà, e quando verrà nessuno lo sa, nessuno lo sa. Mai o forse sì, ma finché luce avrai per gli occhi tuoi, sperare potrai.
Chi vivrà vedrà se questo mondo ha la fine che noi ci aspettiamo.
Quello che ha fatto di male e si pentirà di aver mentito a chi è simile a lui.
Chi vivrà vedrà se questo mondo ha la fine che noi ci aspettiamo.
Nessuno lo sa. finché luce avrai per gli occhi tuoi, sperare potrai.
And there's four examples of Italian beat and garage music. I Corvi, top of the set. So Spessa as Ud Filo, cover of The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Then in obscurity, I know they're from Florence. They're called Noi Tre, or We Three. The track's called Distragumi. It's the A-side of a 7-inch on Jinko Records from 1966. The B-side was Se Tu Non Si Sai. Seen that written a couple of times. I'm pretty sure that's that cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right. Anyway, we had Distragumi, a track written by Chuck Berry, in English, Noi Tre, or We Three. Then I Jaguars, or Jaguars for our American listeners, Italian beat group active in the 60s, one of the main beat groups in Italy and early exponents of Italian psychedelia. They had their album I Jaguars, released on Destination X Records, a number of singles and EPs from 66 through to 1968. We had a track called Non Sai Sincera, cover of the Yardbirds, Evil Hearted You. Then wrapping the set, probably the most obscure band, because I cannot find anything about them at all. It's off the 60s Beat Italiano Volume 1 compilation on Get Hip Records, The Red Roosters, with La Fina Vera.
Everywhere from the corner drugstore to the barber shop. And if you find obscenity for sale, call it to the attention of the owner. Remember, trading in stores that sell salacious material supports the obscenity racketeer.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, I wanted to include a couple of Yugo beat tracks in this episode. So here's a band I hadn't heard of before called BizBez, BIS-BEZ, Macedonian rock band, influenced by the Beatles, part of the beginning of Macedonian rock music, also inspired by the Yardbirds, later Led Zeppelin, won a number of Yugoslavian pop festivals. This is BizBez off a compilation called The Missin' Yugos. This is called Dal da Plasam Il da Pim.
Dal da Plasam Il da Pim, voglio ti che mi caccio va, ne znam da li tvoj od nas ne prenaškemo.
Od toj me rašto odnosam duša dal ta plaća milda pejam, moju tek ne mi kažuva, ne znam da li tvoj od nas ne jedna škrijemo. So tebe li sredba ima, srce ne mi mi nalega, od toj merak što gončo sam, duša gori pla, duša gori pla.
That a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society. This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth. Not because of the strength of the aggressor, but because of moral decay from within.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Pachnący dobry rok, dobry rok, dobry czas bardzo dobry.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show looking entirely at European garage this week, we had two tracks out of the former Yugoslavia. Bis Bez, top of the set with Dal de Plasam Il de Piem, and I'm almost certain that's not how you pronounce it. Then another Yugoslavian band, or former Yugoslavian band, formed in Belgrade 1963, named after a film about juvenile delinquency called Kurni Biseri. The band, Kurni Biseri, the Black Pearls, released their debut EP April 1966, featured a cover version of Manfred Mann's Pretty Flamingo, with lyrics in Serbian language titled Lepi Flamingo. Kurni Biseri, amazing, amazing cover of Wild Thing. Wrapping the set, Polish band Zwagry. They appear to have just had one 7-inch EP released on Polski Nagrania Muza in 1965. The EP was titled Hura Huba. We took the final track on side two, called Dobry Rock, from Zwagry out of Poland. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Here's a great band out of Basel, Switzerland. Together from 65 to 68, debut 45 was on Leola Records. They had an LP also, obscure band though, called The Sevens, out of Switzerland. This is What Can I Do? That's it for this week's episode of Retrospect, entirely European Garage. Let me know what you thought. Feedback's welcome via our Facebook page, via our Instagram. All you have to do is search for Retrospect 60s Garage on those social media channels and, of course, on any podcasting app or website to get back episodes. Over 50 back episodes sitting there for your listening enjoyment. Get you through these tough times if you're in lockdown, even if you're not. I hope you are enjoying some great music. Podcasts, of course, a great way to pass the time. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental. This is a tribute to the Concorde. It's from a band called The Subsonic. It's a 45 released 1967 on Discs PDG Records. The Subsonic. This is one of three tracks on this EP. It is called Mark 2/2. What a great way to see out this all-European episode of Retrospect. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.